This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes in northwest Montana held a conference this week on missing and murdered Indigenous people. The three-day event was aimed at raising awareness about the work being done to understand the scope of issues both on and off the reservation. Aaron Bolton has more.
This is the second conference the tribes have held this year since passing a resolution in January that created a local working group. Jamie Plouffe is a member and an organizer of the MMIP conference.
And I think what we really want to focus on is what do we as a community do so that we're not just leaving this conference and saying, okay, see you at the next one.
Plouffe says some action is already being taken on the Flathead Reservation. Currently, Native Americans make up about a third of the 175 people in the state's missing persons database. However, that number is thought to be higher, something Plouffe says is a result of racial misidentification.
The data just really needs to be researched more to say, no, these are how many Native women are missing.
State Deputy Attorney General Melissa Schlichting sits on the Montana Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force. She says the group is working to foster better communication between tribal, state, and federal partners in order to fully grasp the issue in the state.
That's one of the primary responsibilities of the task force, is to create a new network that will plug into our existing NCIC and Missing Persons Clearinghouse so that we are sure that we're capturing all of the missing persons in Montana.
Four state laws surrounding missing and murdered Indigenous people were passed this year, and the state task force is due to submit a report to the legislature in the fall of 2020 with its recommendations for additional legislation. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
The Council of the Cherokee Nation Thursday confirmed the appointment of Kim Teehee to serve as the Oklahoma tribe's congressional delegate. Teehee could be the first ever delegate. According to the tribe, a Cherokee delegate to the U.S. Congress is in two treaties between the United States and the tribe and is affirmed in a third treaty. Teehee has experience advocating for tribal issues on Capitol Hill, including holding a position in the Obama administration. She was nominated by new Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr., who's been in office for a little more than 2 weeks. The tribe and Teehee will work on obtaining her delegate seat in Congress. The Cherokee Phoenix reports the Choctaw and Delaware tribes also have similar delegate language in their treaties. The Mattaponi tribe in the state of Virginia this week signed a trust land agreement. The agreement expands the tribe's reservation by more than 100 acres, nearly doubling the size of the current reservation. The land opens up hunting, fishing, trapping, and opportunities for new housing development. The tribe's located on a 150-acre reservation in King William County. The Justice Department announced Thursday another expansion of the Tribal Access Program to address public safety in Indian Country. The program provides tribes access to data in national crime information databases. It also gives tribes the ability to take mugshots and submit information to federal agencies. The Justice Department is seeking to deploy the program to more than 300 tribal agencies by the end of the year. Tribes use the program to register sex offenders, issue orders of protection, run criminal histories, and many other bookings and record checks. The God's Lake First Nation in Manitoba, Canada, issued a state of emergency this week in response to suicides of four young people. The CBC reports the First Nation has also been hit with more than 20 attempts over the summer. Leaders are seeking help from the Canadian government, saying community members are also struggling with drug and alcohol abuse. A community meeting is scheduled for next week. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of Armed Forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.